Welcome to Burnside at Home for Sunday, the 21st of August. It's been a little while since we've had the pre-recorded service available on the telephone line over the summer holidays, but now we're back to normal service. And do remember that you can join us at 11 a.m. on Sunday in person in church for the service, as we're open each week, and you'll be very welcome to join with us. Just one announcement, something to think about. The Air Show is coming up on the weekend of Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of September. There will be some road closures in Port Stewart, mainly the coast road between Port Stewart and Port Rush, from 8 a.m. that Sunday the 11th of September. Port Stewart itself will still be open, the roads will be open. Just bear in mind that there may be increased traffic. Our car park will be available for church service. So do come along and just leave yourself a little bit of extra time to get to church and to get back home again afterwards. But let's worship God. And we're continuing a little series this week about taking another look. The COVID pandemic has given us an opportunity to take another look at some of the things that are familiar to us in our lives. And today we're going to take another look at church. And Paul gives us a wonderful picture of the church in Romans 12, which Eugene Peterson paraphrases like this. He says, "In this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way round. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of his body. But as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvellously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's word, nothing else. If you help, just help, don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging advice, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with a disadvantage, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face." So as we look at the church, let's bear those words from Romans 12 in mind. We're also going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And remember that we are all parts of one body in Christ, come together to worship. So let's come to God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you that you are the maker of heaven and earth, and we gather together in your name. We come as living sacrifices to offer you our worship and thanksgiving, our praise and our prayers. Come among us, living Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, transform our hearts and minds so that we may recognize your presence, that we may hear your voice, that we may know your will and walk in your way. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let's read together from God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul again is writing about us all being parts of a body. "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now I eagerly desire the greater gifts. Amen. And we pray for God's blessing upon us today as we read his word. So today we take another look at church. The COVID pandemic has not only given us an opportunity to take another look at church, it has forced us to take another look at church. Something that is so precious and familiar to us was changed completely during lockdown. So now we ask ourselves, I suppose, a number of questions. What is the point of church? Why do I come to church? What is church? So as we take another look at church, we need to work out what we are looking at. The New Testament word translated as church is ecclesia. And it comes from two Greek words, ek meaning out and kaleo to call. So literally ecclesia means the called out ones. And we get ourselves very confused because we mostly use the word church to mean something different. Church is the called out ones, the ones who have been called out to meet together. So if you want to get very technical and pernickety, or perhaps if you want to get biblical about it, we don't go to church, we are church. Church is not a building, church is a people whom God has called together. Church is not a thing. Church, as we've read from Corinthians, is instead a body of people. Church is not a big faceless organization. Church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. Not going to say too much about this today, but this is an important concept to grasp. The church is the body of Christ. We don't have statues of Jesus because we have the living, breathing body of Christ all around us. And sometimes we need to look again at church and see the body of Christ. Because the way that we treat the church and talk about the church and act within the church, I don't think we'd ever do that if Christ were physically standing before us. And yet he is. This is his body. I remember once talking to someone who'd taken great offence at something the church had said, and he was hurting because he would not accept what had been said. He lashed out, he attacked the church. He thought he had every right to do this. He tried to take the moral high ground and belittle the church, but he could not see that his attack was against Jesus, that his attack was against Christ's body. All he could see was what was happening to him, not what was happening to Jesus. So as we take another look today, let us see Jesus. And let's ask the questions that are in the little booklet. And if you haven't picked up one of these, one of the previous weeks, you can pick them up in the vestibule today. we're asked these questions. What am I beginning to see differently about the part that the church plays in my life, about the part that I might play in the life of the church? And throughout our time, then, let's pray the prayer that's listed here. God, help me to better see and appreciate your invitation to be a part of the church as my spiritual family and to play my part in its life. So the first thing we need to realise is that church cannot be done alone. Ecclesia means the called out ones, as we've already said. We're not called out as individuals, we're called out collectively as a group together. If we fail to understand this, then when we look at church, we will see something different from what we're supposed to be. Church cannot be done alone. Small bits of it can. Being church, we need others. And that is what we looked at together the last time. During lockdown, we had Burnside at home. It wasn't church at home because that makes no sense. The online services enabled us to collectively share in a worship experience, even though we weren't able to meet together. It was something that we could talk about to each other because it was something that we had shared in, even though we were physically apart. But it was stretching what we normally consider as church. But we were a people who together, though physically apart, were called out to worship God. But as we quickly discovered, sitting at home watching a screen is a very poor substitute for being together. It's better than nothing, but it's a poor substitute for being here. It enabled us to have some sort of connection under difficult conditions. Now, the online service has a number of uses. It can be used pre-church. I can encourage people who have only just met to watch the service as a first step to coming and joining us in the building to let them get used to what's going to happen whenever they come there. It's also post-church. There are those who are no longer able to physically join us on a Sunday and they're able to be part of the service even though they're not here physically. And that's important. And then there's also a para-church alongside the church where it functions alongside the church when occasionally you're unable to attend and it keeps you in touch and you're able to follow a series or maybe whenever you're ill or you're on holiday or even back in your own church and you want to follow along what we've been doing here while you've been visiting. Whatever reason you are watching online today, we're delighted that you're watching, but do make every effort to be church and to meet physically with other believers. Church cannot be done on your own. We read in Hebrews, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. As we take another look at church, we need to look at some of the things that are important to us as a church, and we need to take another look at fellowship. You see, we need community to be church. We cannot follow Jesus on our own. We need others. That's why we are ecclesia, the called out ones. We need others to share in fellowship with Jesus. I always worry about people who say that they would rather go to the beach or go to a forest or whatever it may be to meet God rather than come together as ecclesia. Because they're rejecting fellowship. One of the greatest gifts that God has given us is fellowship. It was very difficult to maintain fellowship during lockdown. Not impossible to maintain, but it required a lot of extra work. That's why our drop-in on a Thursday morning has been so important and will be so important again come September. There we care for one another, we minister to each other. Being part of a community reveals to us who God is in a way that we do not see on our own. We are a body all brought together. This is what Paul says in that passage that we read together. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Rick Hill, who is a discipleship coordinator in Church House, says, as we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus was very intentional about identifying opportunities to be with others, whether it was on boats or mountainsides with his disciples, reclining at the table with his friends, or walking on the road with doubting disciples. Jesus regularly took time to be with people in the ordinary moments of life. So we take another look at fellowship. Let's take another look at worship. We all have a part to play in worship. We are all to be involved in the activity of worshiping God. One of the worst things about sporting events during lockdown was the lack of supporters in the stadium. When you watched a game on television, it lacked so much because of the missing fans. They tried to pretend by putting cardboard cutouts in the seats or making use of fake crowd noises in the background, but it was awful. It wasn't real, and it came across as not being real. Whenever it comes to worship, we need to be part of the worship. That means preparing beforehand and then being here. We're all taking part this morning. Imagine what it's like for someone new coming along and finding a church empty, wondering why I should be coming if no one else thinks it's important. And it's no good having good intentions or thinking that we are part of what is going on when we're not. We have to take another look at worship and then make sure that we are involved in what is happening. You may have caught some of the women's European football competition this summer on television. Northern Ireland qualified for the tournament, and our part-time players gave an incredible account of themselves against professional opposition. They played all their matches in Southampton, and on the evening of their second match, we were in Southampton as we were in the area on holiday. As we wandered around the city and went to get something to eat, there were lots of families wearing green shirts and carrying Northern Ireland flags around. And as we followed them on escalators in the large shopping centre, we felt part of the atmosphere. There was something nice about being so close to other folk from Northern Ireland and celebrating the fact. But we were no good to the team. We didn't go to the match. We didn't sing. We didn't shout. We didn't cheer. We didn't encourage. We were close. We were caught up a little in what was happening. But we were no good to anyone. Don't fall into that trap with worship. Being close enough to catch a little of what is happening, but not being close enough to take part, can offer yourself as a living sacrifice. We are all part of the body. We need church, and church needs us. Paul said in that passage that we read, now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? And as it is, there are many parts, but one body. So let's take another look at church. Not somewhere we go or something that we attend. Church is who we are, a body that we are part of. It is our identity. Have you ever had a tiny paper cut in your finger? Last week, I burnt my finger. Every time I go to do something, it's painful to touch. It's awkward. It takes twice as long as I try to work around using my finger. Now take another look at church. What part of the body are you? Are you something prominent like an arm or a leg? Or are you playing a smaller part like a little finger? If you're not there, you're leaving a great big hole. If you are injured, then the whole body, the whole church suffers and does not fulfill its potential. So we ask ourselves, what am I beginning to see differently about the part that church plays in my life, about the part that I might play in the life of the church? And then let's pray together. God, help me to be better see and appreciate your invitation to be a part of the church as my spiritual family and to play my part in its life. Now we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.